a song called Slow Gin by Christian Vague.
You said that so beautifully.
This is late night radio. Now, if I said Veronica's been on the gin
trail.
You would understand she's been doing research into what you ought to drink with gin, and particularly with slow. Now, that's not the opposite of fast, but slow, S-L-O-E, is a red liqueur made with gin and slow, which are blackthorn berries, a relative of the plum, I'm reliably informed by Wikipedia. Anyway, for five generations, James Hayman's family's been distilling gin in England, gathering international awards such as the Best Gin Double Gold at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. And now James is touring Australia to educate consumers on gin and food pairing. And he spoke to Veronica earlier today about his mission.
James, I love a gin and tonic, but to be honest, I think of it as a pre-dinner drink. I've never thought of it pairing food with it. Does that really work?
It does, yeah. I mean, I think with gin at the moment, it's a category that people have done a lot of experimentation with, and I think people in this day and age experiment with food. So we find it's becoming very popular both back in Europe and in America as well. So maybe 10 years ago, it's not something that maybe jumped to the forefront of people's mind, but today I think it's becoming quite a popular way to drink gin.
So would it replace wine with dinner?
It can do. I mean, I guess it depends how you wish to use it. I mean, it can replace wine, and you know, we do see that. I think people in certain countries are drinking cocktails rather than wine. So, yeah, I think it can.
So when you talk about pairing with food, I mean, how do you see it paired? What would you drink gin with?
The good thing about gin, it's a very full-flavoured type of spirit, so it lends itself very well to different types of flavours. So there are lots of flavours in gin, so I think it works equally well in fish, but with meats and even vegetarian options as well. I mean, I've had various different variations of fish and meat and vegetarian options. So I think it very much depends on the chef and a particular flavour they're trying to achieve. And you know, different cocktails have different flavours, and I think it, in some ways it's pairing the cocktail with food as much as pairing up the gin. But I think gin is a very versatile spirit. You can make a lot of cocktails with gin, and that's why I think it works very well with food, because the herbs, the spices, the citrus notes, which pair very well with the food.
Yes, well, a very famous Singapore sling, that's got a lot of gin in it, hasn't it?
It does, yeah. No, that's very true. That's very true.
So what would you like to drink gin with? What if you're eating a meal, what would you be into fish, or would you be sort of a meat eater?
I'm more of a meat eater than a fish eater, so I would go with that option. It can work equally well with fish as well. And I think the good thing about the Hayman's range actually is that we have a number of different styles. So London Dry is it's probably the most well-known style of gin, but we have Hayman's Old Tom, we even have Hayman's Slow Gin. That lends itself very well to different types of dishes.
Yes, I'd like to know a little bit about the slow gin. Tell me, what's the difference between it and sort of, standard gin?
So with Hayman's Slow Gin, it's a fruit style of gin, and the slow berry is a type of plum, actually, that's grown in the wild. It's not cultivated, and then we harvest it actually around this time of year, because we're going into the autumn back in the UK rather than going into spring. And then we just let it soak with our Hayman's London Dry for about 3 months. It's really a very natural process. We probably give it maybe a stir. We then extract it. There's obviously quite a lot of pulp from the slow berries, and actually the gin works very well with the berries. The gin pulls the flavour out of the berries. And so we extract it, filter it, and being in the liqueur, we add a bit of natural sugar to it. And that's what creates Hayman's Slow Gin.
So it's a little bit sweet compared to the normal gin.
It is.
And other than tonic, if you're actually, if you're drinking normal gin, would you drink it with, other than tonic, I know you say to cocktails, but could you drink it straight? If you're drinking it neat, would it be very intoxicating?
You can, and one of the styles that we have is Hayman's Old Tom Gin, and that style predates the London Dry style, so it's a slightly more rounder, smoother style of gin, and it works very well actually. If you just pour it into a glass with some ice and just let the ice work with the gin, and you know that's a relatively simple way to drink gin if you wish to just sip it rather than have it as part of a cocktail. But the cocktail scene was very much built on gin, so I think there's lots of different cocktails which use gin, from the martini and Negroni, obviously the gin and tonic. So I guess back to the food point of view, you can use gin quite in a variety of ways in a variety of cocktails. And certainly from a Heyman's point of view, we have different styles of gin, so it works even more so.
So with the sweet gin, the slow gin, you'd probably have that with dessert, would you?
Yes, you can do. I mean, another way we have it, when William and Kate got married, it's about 5 or 6 years ago now, we serve it as a Heyman's slow gin royale with Prosecco or sparkling wine, and that's a really nice cocktail to have, or equally so, you can just have it again over ice with maybe a squeeze of lime. It works. It doesn't have to just be a certain time of day or a certain part of the eating out process.
Yeah, so that was that gin served at Kate and William's wedding?
No, unfortunately not.
You just celebrated yourself.
When they got married, when there's a royal wedding back in England, it's a very big occasion for us. People have a day off work, and it's celebrated in a very big way. So, no, they didn't have it at their wedding, but it was lots of like bars and restaurants want to commemorate the event, so they're looking for a cocktail that they can use that sort of ties in with it. So. I'm not aware they had any of it. No one's ever told me they have. So,
is there a rule about when you should serve gin cold and when you should serve it warm?
There's no particular rule. I think it really comes down to preference. So, if I'm going to have a gin and tonic, for example, I will take my Heyman's London Dry at room temperature, but the tonic water I use, and my recommendation would be Fever Tree. Today, I would actually chill my Fever Tree before I make a gin and tonic. So I think it's just everyone has a particular way, but for me, I always chill my tonic before I have a gin and tonic. Mm. And you just simply put it in the fridge, and obviously you have it with ice too, but I just think it helps make a better serve.
Yeah, and any other tips to serving gin?
Any tips of serving gin? I mean, there are so many different ways that you can serve gin, and I think you can really experiment with gin and the different cocktails. I think the important thing to do is to find a gin or a style of gin. So from a Heyman's point of view, we've got the Old Tom, the Slow, or the London Dry. The most important is making sure that cocktail's balanced. So a cocktail contains a number of different ingredients, and you want to make sure you don't put too much in of one and too little of the other. Otherwise, the cocktail will become unbalanced.
You sound very knowledgeable, but obviously your family have been in gin making for distilling for 5 generations. That's a great record to have.
We have. We're the only family of founding gin distillers in England who actually still make gin today. So it's quite some feat, and over 150 years. Challenges during that period of time, whilst you could find reasons why not to make gin, but it's something that each generation has taught the next generation, and for us it's very important that we maintain and preserve that true style of English gin. And there's lots of gins today that are available, but actually from a Heyman's point of view, we're the only true English gin because we use our traditional processes, traditional recipes. We actually make our gin over a 2-day process. So for the first day, we just let the botanicals, which flavour the gin, sit with the neutral grain spirit before we actually... Fire distillation takes part, and that really gives a very full flavoured gin, that true English gin, which people used to know, but actually is a little bit less known today because some gins for England have changed their process over the years for various reasons.
Now, James, we're running out of time. One thing I just wanted to ask you: are you a gin drinker?
Oh, of course, yes. No, I am. Yeah, no, I really enjoy a number of gin cocktails from the gin and tonic, but probably for me my favourite gin cocktail is the Martinez, which is made of Heyman's Old Tom gin, red vermouth, maraschino and a dash of bitters, and that has to be balanced. If the Martinez is made and it's not balanced, then it doesn't deliver the same cocktail. But No, I do generally really do like gin.
That was Veronica there speaking with James Heyman, who has Heyman's Gin.
Heyman's Gin.
Is it good?
Oh, well, I
don't
know.
Did you try it? Did it make you cry? They reckon it makes women cry.
Oh, I think it just makes you feel good.
Ah. That's a worry.